Thank you. Each of us enters this world dependent on others. It can be no other way. We enter as infants, and as infants, we are not able to care for ourselves. We depend on our parents or other adults or family members to meet our needs. They feed us and they clothe us. They provide housing and transportation. They are responsible for our education and for our religious upbringing. The state of dependency continues until that time when it is expected that we can govern ourselves. Now, the transition from the state of dependency to that place where we can account for ourselves, it should be a natural one. It should come as a normal stage of growth and unfoldment. But for some individuals, this is not an easy time at all. While the state of dependency is not really a desirable one, it does come with a certain comfort and freedom. Taking responsibilities for ourselves requires us to step out into unknown territory. We've never done this before, and so we question our ability to do so, to make the decisions and choices that are right for us. And let's face it, there is a little bit of fear involved. I mean, what if we make a wrong determination? What if we fail in our attempts to govern ourselves? We lack confidence in our ability. We simply have not discovered an identity strong enough to take on this responsibility. You see, in that state of dependency, our identity is wrapped around the family name. We know ourselves as belonging to that family, or if you prefer, that clan or tribe or village. And that is who we think we are. We do not know us in an individual way, but as part of a larger group. We find our identity in what it is they think, do, and have to say. And then we try to do the same. When we work in this way, we discover that life can be somewhat difficult. We really cannot take on the life that belongs to another, even if they are family. We have reached a stage where we should be able to govern us, independent of how others account for themselves. We have arrived at that place where we may take responsibility for what we claim to be so. But living in the shadow of another does not prepare us to do this. To take responsibility for our thoughts, our deeds, and our actions, we must come out from among the ones we depended on and be separate. And at first this is scary. Leaving the clan, the tribe, or the village, it's a little scary. But let us remember it is not a physical leaving that we are asked to do, but rather we are asked to release an idea of us as being dependent. The work of release is done in consciousness. It is realizing a self that is already sustained and maintained by an indwelling presence, and not by the work of the clan, the tribe, or the village. Actually, it is really the indwelling presence that is the self that governs. But we don't yet know that this is so. So when we first begin to try to account for ourselves, we may not be aware of the indwelling presence as the self that guides and directs. No, our focus is on the material realm of life, and that is where we place our attention. Our first attempts to take charge may simply involve shifting our dependence from those who brought us up to reliance on our education, our talents, our wit, and our charm to get us by. We have come out from among the concepts and the ideas of the early learning, replacing them with the ones conceived through our ability to think and to reason. Working primarily in the realm of thought, it will bring certain results. What we accept for ourselves, it has a way of outpicturing in our world as our circumstances and conditions. But you also notice that these things do not last. And this is to be expected. What we accept for ourselves changes as we experience it. As we travel through life, we adjust our view about what is happening, and about what we think, and how it is that we feel. At some point, we are asked to come out and be separate from what we previously thought to be so. And that definitely will require a new view of life. In 2 Corinthians 6:17, it speaks as the unbelievers. And we are told to come out from among them and be ye separate. And we ask the question, just who are the unbelievers? Now, some of us consider them to be the ones who are not religious, those who say they do not believe in God. While this is one definition, I expand the word unbelievers to include those who believe